Come on down and listen to the party. We got Tone, Time, Nick, Pax, Connor, Jimmy Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Barr.
And
thank you, mate.
Buddy, you're stew. Round of applause. Here come the boys. The pod.
Welcome to that show. This is the pod. I am Nick Maraldo, joined by the full cast of characters. Tone is here. Tone Diggs, how you doing?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Tony.
That's Z.
Hi, baby Z.
Hey, guys.
That's Gump.
How you doing?
Hey, Nick.
That's Ty. That's Connor.
Hi, baby Connor.
Hey, you, Gump.
Hi, baby Nick.
Thank you, Mitt.
Stays Kayla.
There's someone else back there. A sense.
There he is.
A breathy, sensual, young, strapping lad. Mitt.
Hi, baby Mitt.
What's up, dude?
There he is.
How we doing?
Mitt's apartment, dude. Oh my god. It is the
Wait,
new
what?
Mike's apartment.
Seen... Let's talk about
it. Yeah, we have to because it is absurd. I didn't take a photo. It's at the artistry with you guys.
Mitt lives in Nick and I's old building.
Yes, you guys are familiar
with. Great place.
Fantastic place. But Mitt, and I don't know how he's doing it. His room is set up. So like most of those places have a balcony.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Mitt's balcony is just where the pool is and where hundreds of
the
people.
The infinity rooftop
pool. Yes, the infinity rooftop pool. That is where his room is. I don't know how he does it, but you legit, if the blinds are closed, you'd like, if you open the blinds, there are just 150 people at all times just sitting outside his door. I have no
clue. Did you choose
clue.
This, Mitt, or how did this come by?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. The pool is open for, I think, like 3 months, so the pool yes. deck is
when
closed
it's warm.
For most of the time. And
in the summer, for some reason, I don't fucking get it.
No, but you can't like sit out at the pool deck unless the pool is open, so that's really not a problem for most of the year. And when it's nice out, I'm really not home that much, so I can go out there, hang out, you know, get to know people. It's pretty sweet.
Pad snares at the pool.
Mid fun fact yeah. about life, most pools in this temperate climate where we live are open from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even know when Labor Day is, Tony.
Yes, you do.
It's not really helping me out. Come
it's on. Like the last vacation weekend before school used to start for you, Mitt.
You can't wear white after it.
Yes.
It's the last weekend. First weekend in September, last weekend in August. Somewhere around there.
So wait, that's you right. can jump over your balcony and go to the pool, or is it like a big gap?
Yeah, I actually don't have a wristband
no
to
have a
get
balcony.
In the pool, so I just kind of go over the little thing, and then I just open up the door.
You're you can sneak in a super, bunch of people that way.
Super close yeah. to the gym, dude, so you can keep getting jacked.
Hell yeah, man.
Are you getting yoked, yeah. Mitt?
I've been trying to get yoked. Let's go. Fuck
it was mind-blowing, though. I legit just like, I was like, oh, this place is sweet. Let me see the balcony. And I like peeked my head out, and there were 150 people out there just looking at me. It's like, oh, okay, never mind. I'm not going out there.
Since Tony and I lived there, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is not the nice community apartment pool you may think of when you think of an apartment complex.
This is a rager.
Yeah. It's banger.
It is bangers only in there.
Yeah.
At all times.
It was crazy. I was taken back. I was like, Mitt, this is despicable, but good for you, buddy.
It is fucking sweet. I do understand why you wouldn't want to do that, but I love it. It's pretty hilarious.
I mean, Connor's moving into the fucking biodome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Connor's
place is sweet.
Yeah, biodome. This place is fucking
it's pretty
electric.
Cool, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's a biodome.
You moving to that art place?
Yeah, the art place.
It's fucking.
It's like Bubble
awesome,
Boy.
Dude. It's got flowers and stuff.
It's got flowers and stuff. Yeah.
It might be fucking NASA's space station.
There might be rockets underneath. Yeah, should
what is
be it, good.
Conservatory? What are you talking about?
It's kind of a conservatory. There's just a lot of windows. Got the,
oh, is this the new building?
Yes.
Oh, so you and Mitt are going to be next door neighbors.
Well, basically, actually, yeah, I was in Mitt's apartment building, and when I looked up, not even his building, his room, and when I looked up through one of his windows, I was like,
is
oh,
it where our
the
parking
building.
Garage was? Or
it's Connor's actually going to be living above a Whole Foods. I predict you will see a whole new
tell everybody
Connor Campbell here lately.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Love
it should be wonderful. It should be nice. I'm pumped. I'm looking forward
to it. Is your balcony like the opposite of Mitt's, where it's like yours like a big trash can or something?
No, it's like a real balcony. So there's not a thousand people on the other side of the door, which is very nice. I'm looking forward to it. Should be good.
So do you have like a vantage point where like you might see Mitt spanking his baloney in his living room?
Unfortunately, no. I'm on the opposite side of the building. Okay. Yeah, so okay. I'm looking up towards
like, oh, Mitt's doing it again. Area.
All you're seeing is all the bums.
Exactly. A lot of bums. But that's hey, I love people watching. Yeah, I watch bums all day.
They are entertaining.
I watch them walk around all day. I don't
care.
So
you just bebop around everyone's house this weekend.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. You guys both had pretty wonderful.
Boys came over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking Connor parks across the street.
Oh, shit. You fucking blew this, Diggs. This could have been epic moment.
I was
of
in
all
a happy
time.
Mood, so I didn't let. Connor starts walking up the driveway to the house across the street from me. Mm-hmm. Was going to go into my neighbor's house, and I nicely went out on the porch and fucking called him over. Hey, wrong house, pal.
And were you going to knock and go in, or were you just going?
I was
going
to knock.
You could tell the way the way Connor was storming on the front lawn. Yeah. He was just going right in.
His reasoning was, the grass looked like the grass I've seen in your pictures.
It's definitely Tony's house. And I will say, when I was walking up, I was like, wait, there's a deck out back with a screen and no one's out there, but everyone must just be inside doing something. So I just kept going. If you didn't do that, it would be bad for you, just because your neighbors would have been like, this fucking prick's telling people to walk into our goddamn house. I was close, though. I had no idea. How was I supposed to know?
Yeah, you were.
Photos looked the same from your Instagram. Come on.
Tony, let me be the first to say you had a great Memorial Day weekend picnic.
You as well.
It was great.
You as well, Nick.
Some of us chose to sleep through it.
Oh, really?
I did, yeah. You know, what? I was very tired and, mixed a couple different things. And I did, I remembered, I was like, you know what? I got a pillow in my back seat. I'm going to go take a fucking quick 15, turn the car on, pump the AC. It was great.
Did you take the pillow from Tony's Haas?
No. That pillow was in there locked and loaded for situations just like that.
It
would have
been a lot better if you didn't take the pillow from my
travel pillow, you know? You just locked in. So, yeah, I took a quick nap.
Uh-huh.
Got right back to it. Got right back on the horse.
Let's go.
Incredible car nap move.
Yeah.
From what I've seen a lot of partying over the years. I've seen a lot of moves pulled. That was a top 10 move.
It was the next level.
Never seen it in my life.
You got the fucking hooded sweatshirt in the back seat for a little blanket if you need it. You know, if you blast the AC a little too high. It's a great move.
What time did you wake up? Do you know the frame?
I don't. You know, I mean, I was hearing a lot of different things about how long I exactly.
I heard 5 hours.
Yeah, I died. There's no way.
I think four was.
I know.
Max.
I know
four
it was at max. Least two.
It was probably it was probably two,
max.
Two and a half. But you know,
four
I mean, yeah. two and a half is gonna
right
go up to four and a half, five. Yeah, it was perfect. It was
got
perfect.
Re-energized.
I mean, where the fuck were you at all weekend, dude?
Pounding snizz in his pool,
scumbag.
Dude, I told him to bring Coach with him too.
No, my dad was home, yeah.
Yeah.
Guy dusted us all weekend long.
I know.
He did. He dusted us all weekend long.
Bullshit.
Bro.
I was not.
Try and invite him places.
You weren't even answering phone calls, man.
I FaceTimed you and texted you, and you
fucking
didn't respond.
Paddle bags. Tried to FaceTime you 17 times.
Yeah, all you want to do is say hi to you, dude.
Yeah. His hair looks sweet.
Is the insect in the folder?
Yes.
Okay, because the situation that you two are dealing with.
Oh, my God.
You and Zito.
We'll get to it. Hang on. We're not ready to dive into Florida. We got to talk about the mayor of Easttown first.
Oh, yeah.
The
great
show that people went nuts for
Easttown.
On HBO, because HBO Max went down Sunday night, I believe. And I'd heard things about the show, but I never watched it. And then after that travesty and everyone was bitching about it, I was like, oh, I'll check it out. Watched the entire thing.
Me too.
On Monday.
7 hours.
I watched all 7 hours.
All seven episodes, hour-long episodes. Tony binged it too. Oh. Ty, you've seen it before.
I have not seen it.
No, I thought you were one of the people who recommended it.
I saw that everyone was talking about how good it was, and I said I was going to watch it, and I just kind of haven't gotten around to it yet, but I will at some point.
It's very good.
It looks good.
Yeah, I watched the first six episodes. I actually clicked on it.
Excuse me. Did you watch six and not have to watch seven?
I'm gonna hold off on this one.
I didn't want to. Yeah.
What time did you
six
watch?
Very
six?
Much ends with a wow. Have to watch the next episode right away.
Oh man, maybe I got halfway through six then because I did not finish it. Like,
what time
did
you finish
watch
six?
The next one? I don't know, probably like 8 o'clock maybe.
Oh, so you did have time to then watch.
Oh yeah, no, I had time. Well, But the Bruins were on. But I did have – I could have watched the last one after the Bruins game. But I went into it thinking, and I have no clue why this was my thought, but I thought what happened was similar to that show Outlander, where I thought that they were going to, like, go back in time, like, half like the entire town halfway through, like, the first episode. I was like, okay, they're about to go back in time. They're about to go back in time. Waiting for it to happen. And then second episode – still didn't happen. Third episode, I was like, okay, so they're going to do this in the third episode.
Why did set themselves the up the for the rest of the season? They were going to go back and
I have no clue. But when I clicked on the show, and I don't know if I saw a photo of something of like the main character, what's her name?
Kate Winslet
in a different movie or show, but I swear to God.
Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic. Maybe that was what it was, but I swear I thought that's what was supposed to happen. Turns out. That's not what happens in the show at any point, actually. And I found out this morning's a limited time series.
Yeah, no, a couple flashbacks, no time travel. I thought it was about a horse.
Okay.
The mayor of Easttown. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, I don't want to watch this. But then I heard everything, read all the stuff online on Twitter.
Oh,
like, okay,
it's not mayor.
No, it's M-A-R-E.
M-A-R-E.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Because
her name's mayor.
But she is like the mayor of the town.
Kind
of. Yeah.
Not really mayor. That either.
She runs shit.
She's a detective.
Oh, she investigates a brutal murder as she tries to keep her life from falling apart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He just read the...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's one of the better things I've seen HBO put out in a while.
Is there any dump
ads? That's what I hear.
She dumps her upper thigh and booty out while she's having sex, but that's...
She is a previous dump otter, though.
No boobs.
She did not get painted, no.
There is...
Face Keebler.
There is one set, pal, but I'm not sure you're... gonna love.
Oh, there are, there are boobs out. Yeah,
yeah.
Not really.
Is it worse than Game of
couple
Thrones?
Couple bags of oatmeal or something?
No.
Couple.
Don't spoil it.
Are they flapjacks?
No. We can't spoil it.
Okay.
I'll spoil it. the boobs you see is a dead girl.
Oh, man. Dead boobs.
Dead boobs.
Gratuitous dead boobs.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Classic.
Are they rigor mortem?
Classic. Classic DB.
No, rigor mortem.
They're brutal.
But it's a good show.
Really good show.
I don't know if I used that correctly.
What does mayor mean? M-R-M-A-R-E?
That's her name.
That's her name.
I had a hard time getting over that, too, at first, like I said.
I just thought it, yeah.
I like the name. Horse.
No, yeah, it's a really good
show. It's a terrible
name.
Where
is Easttown?
Philly,
right?
Area.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You couldn't tell by the Where's fucking the accent. Where's come
from? I thought I heard some of them.
Philly accents in the show.
What are we talking?
Everyone?
Her assistant detective, who is also in the... other movies, the Divergent movies.
X-Men.
Evan Peters.
Yeah.
He's got a great Philly accent.
Really?
Yeah.
They Flash. Do He's tend awesome. To drop in and out of them though.
Yeah.
It's almost like they kind forgot of. They were filming a show.
His got real strong at some point.
Yeah.
There's a scene where he's hammered and it was super, super Philly accent.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
I see Guy Pearce.
Oh, Guy Pearce. The cast is awesome. Yeah. Guy Pearce is in it. And he's not like...
Is Guy Pearce the guy that catches on fire?
Who the hell is Guy Pearce?
Whoa, Tony.
Not in the show. I'm talking about in Avengers.
Guy catches
That's
on
Chris
fire.
That's Chris Evans.
No.
Guy catches on fire in Avengers.
Yes. In he gets Iron hot. Man 3.
Yeah.
That's Guy Pearce.
He heats him up.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he
I don't
was.
See, I don't see that guy. Oh, Roy from The Office is in it.
Oh, yeah. No way.
What?
Yeah. Pretty major Roy, part.
Yeah,
pretty
he's big in part. It. Yeah.
Is he a booze hound?
You know. He looks like it.
Kind okay.
It's a town close to Philly. They all pretty much are booze hounds.
Yeah, he True. Gives off massive booze bag vibes.
Okay, I'm sure. In. Yeah. And 7 episodes, that's an easy commitment.
Yeah.
It really is.
I could even hammer out 7 episodes.
I thought
I probably won't, but I could.
I watched all 7 of those, and then I watched the hour and a half Friends reunion.
Yeah, oh, yeah, me too.
I loved it.
It was done... Like, even if you're not a fan of Friends, you can admit, if you watched it, that it was done very, very well.
Which yeah. I was not. I was not a fan of Friends. I did watch it. I had the same feelings. I was like, oh, this is actually really well done for a reunion. I like the way they did this.
Like, they had a sit-down part with Corden, and it was all mixed together. It was all, like, 2 or 3 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
There was a part where they were just walking around the set and talking about, like, memories and stuff like that. They did some table readings mixed in with the scene, the original scene. Mm-hmm. They played a game where they brought back old people who were on the show, too.
They had like unseen footage from like famous scenes where like different takes that they took sometimes.
Oh, nice.
Like, and, like there was a scene where fucking Tribbiani trips and like fucking his shoulder pops out.
Yeah. They bring back the monkey?
They talk about the monkey.
No.
You're not going to like what they say about the monkey.
They hated that fucking thing.
What?
Yeah, I hated him.
The monkey was not invited back for the reunion.
No.
Past drama.
He's smoking six.
And everyone was talking shit on how they looked. I'm like, yeah, they're old, and they're in Hollywood, and they had plastic surgery. What do we want from them?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think any of them, I mean, look, Matthew Perry, whatever Matthew Perry's going through, all the power to him.
Yeah.
But I mean,
he was the only one that came out of it not looking great, I think.
Well,
because he couldn't talk.
True.
Yeah.
Like, he was like trying to
what
talk.
What happened?
Matt LeBlanc came out of it looking. Matt LeBlanc's a funny dude.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trimmer. No, he's still got
What's going on with Perry?
He's 500 pounds now, but he's still got
Yes.
It.
Perry's got some.
He makes a couple jokes about a couple times.
Perry's got some demons.
Yeah. He's back on the sauce.
Well, I don't
know. There's a point where they actually ask him, like, you know, you guys go out to dinner and stuff like that. And Perry was like, nobody ever asked me.
Yeah, there were a lot of good one-liners.
But it was done very well.
No, there's just everyone kind of had their little moment. They did a little like one-on-one almost with everyone individually, kind of except for Matt Perry.
Well, and I saw he said, I'm a good crier now.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, I don't know who it was, but they're like, Matt, like, we have, you know, two fucking cases of beer with your name on it out back. No. It'll be okay, dude. It'll be okay.
How long was it?
Hour and a half.
Die.
But yeah, if
we love you, Matt.
Other reunions, maybe take that script because it was sweet. It wasn't just like a sit down. That would have been boring. But yeah, it was pretty good.
A lot of good behind the scenes stuff they brought. I mean, not everyone watched the show, but they brought this Gunther guy back who looks much different than I thought he would. But no, it was good.
It looks much different.
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Got like a fucking scraggly beard.
Yeah, and like glasses. His hair is not the color it was in the show.
Bleach blonde or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying he didn't keep that bleach blonde hair?
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. It's messed up.
Wasn't fucking a barista.
He was not a barista somehow.
Does Jennifer Aniston was married to Brad Pitt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When he was on the show.
Because she called him, she was like, Pitt was in that episode. She called him Pitt, and I was like, that was an interesting
dynamic.
Movie. Yeah.
Are they bad together?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You think they saw what J-Lo and Ben had going on?
Yeah.
They were like, maybe
we should jump in.
It's not a bad idea, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. Doesn't even look the same.
Oh, wow. Oh, he's wearing a hat. You can't see the blonde hair.
He kind of looks like Smeagol.
That denim Friends hat is pretty fucking electric, to be honest. That's a good lid.
It's a good lid.
Great tie, too. Good for Gunther. People go through many changes as we get older. For men, one of the less fortunate changes is that testosterone production begins to naturally decrease in the body. Yep. For most men, it begins around the age of 30, and testosterone production declines by roughly 1% every single year.
That's not good.
That's why friends at Roman have a new supplement designed to support testosterone production. They formulated their own supplements with transparent and scientifically backed ingredients.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Shout out science. Roman's testosterone supplement is for anyone who wants to support their own body's natural function. They formulated their own blend with transparent and scientifically backed ingredients. Like I was saying, shout out science.
Shout out science.
Their supplement contains vitamin D3, zinc, magnesium, maca, and ashwagandha in a unique blend designed by healthcare professionals that you can't get anywhere else. Roman is offering $15 off your first order and will deliver your supplements right to your door with free 2-day shipping.
Yes. Hell yeah! Hell
just go to GetRoman.com/USA to get $15 off your first order plus free 2-day shipping.
Yes.
That's GetRoman.com/USA.
All right, well, while we got Gunther up here, let's get into the fuck.
Here we go.
We got Z. Bring it up here. Cicadas face bizarre death zombie fungus that eats away at them from their butts.
Good.
If you're not in the middle of the United States right now and parts of the Northeast, I don't know how far up it stretches, but we are in cicada hell right now.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous. I do not know how you guys do it.
Dude, when we went to your house. Like,
oh, man.
They are mouthy. They are loud. They are chirpy motherfuckers.
They bark.
They don't stop.
It's nonstop.
Yeah.
They're out in full force. Zeke has it worse than I do, actually, because he has trees in his yard. I just have them around.
It's funny you say this, because I think with all the arguing that was going on by your house, they all went over there. I went home.
Oh, you drove them out.
I drove them out. They all went to your house. I hear music was a little too loud.
Well, we were trying to drown them out.
Well, didn't you say, Zeke, that your tractor, the vibrations, is actually what's bringing them out? You basically got a horde in your backyard because you've been fucking mowing the lawn.
Wait, is this
so
a tremor situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was reading about them. It's like the only way to get rid of them was to put aluminum foil on your trees. So I didn't do that because I don't want to waste aluminum foil.
I don't run a fucking aluminum foil plant. I don't have enough fucking aluminum foil put around my tree.
Okay? Trees.
The second one was just to waterboard them because he's got to put a bunch of water on it and make sure they die.
Okay.
But the only way they come up is like loud noises. So my tractor going around the tree 10 times because I'm getting used to it. Definitely did it.
Did a couple laps.
Pushed them out.
There was easily 500 of them on my tree one time.
Diggs, how come you didn't let us fucking take the Z turn out on Saturday?
That's a good question, Tony. There were multiple requests. People wanted pictures. There was a line for
them. There was way too much booze.
Yeah, you got booze in that situation. Someone's slicing someone's foot off.
Watched too many episodes of 911 recently. Anything can happen. I made the smart move, I think. You did. Those cicadas are loud.
Very loud.
Hate them. Don't know how you guys deal with that shit.
Only a week and a half more.
Oh, they're gone?
I think so.
Did you have them in Boston? Or they didn't reach that?
I don't think so. No, I do not remember that shit.
They were a Pennsylvania problem as well.
They taste like almonds.
I do remember them there.
Tastes like almonds.
A lot of people were eating them, too. That's kind of fucked up. A lot of people were eating them. They've become a delicacy.
Yeah. People eat cicadas?
Yeah, dipping them in chocolate.
Dunking them in honey and chocolate.
It used to be like a big internet video. Like, oh, I'm going to eat a cicada today. Boom. Tastes like almonds.
That's fucking disgusting.
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
The last big one I remember. I think I was still in junior high.
You ate alive or dead?
Oh, way more than 10 years. Wow. It was dead.
way more. Way
more. But like, I don't understand the point of these things. Like, their whole existence is to just wake up, come out of the ground, fuck, and then go back into the ground or die.
That's what I don't get.
It's not a bad way of life.
No.
No, it's not.
Shout out the death zombie fungus.
Yeah.
That's in their butts.
Eating their bungholes out.
I didn't understand this either because the death zombie fungus isn't that their whole existence, anyways. Wake up, fucking, and die.
Yeah, basically.
Hell yeah.
Is it
just speeding up the process?
Or is it bringing them back to life?
Someone tried telling me their decimals are lower than a jackhammer.
I believe that.
Maybe the mass of horde that you guys have down by your house.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Jackhammer's
full. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Jackhammer's loud, but those things at Nick's did not stop once. And if you just like focused on them for a second, it was so loud.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a Professor X thing where he's inside your brain, then you're like,
ugh. Yeah. And you said it. Like, it is a white noise. Like, you said you're already used to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay attention, but if you start listening, it's like,
it
oh my God.
It is the only thing you hear.
That is so loud.
Yeah.
What's next? Question for the boys. What are your thoughts on wearing headphones/earbuds grocery shopping? Is it weird or acceptable?
Never done it.
Do it all the time.
I do it all the time.
I see people doing
it.
Oh, they must be pretty cool.
I don't put both in, though. You get only one in.
Only one?
Yeah. In case somebody wants to ask you something, you know.
Oh, so it's an open invite.
I do that like everywhere I go. Like, I wear headphones just walking around. Just one in, though. I don't put both in. You never know.
What are you listening to? Music?
Oh, yeah. So
you guys like music. I don't like music.
Yeah.
Love music.
You don't enjoy the stereo sound of one ear to the other?
I like to hear the streets, see what's happening out there.
Yeah, keep your ear.
The hustle and bustle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What if there's
keep your ear to the street.
Someone coming up behind you? You got to hear them.
Stace Keebler.
Dirt.
What?
Or maybe even the Dudleys.
Dudley.
Dudley's come up with a chair. And
seriously.
Put you through a table.
That's very true. Holy shit, I hear him. You know? That's why you gotta only wear one.
But yeah, I mean, I like listening to tunes wherever.
When I see
go.
People do it, I'm absolutely. Like, oh, because they're always like wearing like athletic clothes too. I'm like, that guy's cool.
Yeah,
I mean, probably just getting done with a workout or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why anyone would care or think it's weird. You know,
yeah.
I'm trying to get in and get out when I'm at the grocery store.
I think it is a dick move if you have both in though.
No. I'll do that if I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it that way.
Yeah, really? I'm certainly not gonna do just both. One. No. If I want them in, I want it to be a dick move. Hey, don't fucking talk to me. I'm listening to something.
You see the headphones that I have on, so I don't hear you.
Z, are you rocking those giant airplane earbuds now when you're riding the tractor?
No, I still have my normal AirPods on.
Hell yeah.
You got to get the muffs to go over top.
Yeah, you need muffs.
I thought about it.
That's what we did at the shipyard. You had your headphones in, and then the muffs over top.
I got this.
I had a scary moment where I had a fast turn, and the AirPod fell off.
You mowed it.
And I almost mowed it, but I lifted the blade real quick.
Jesus.
Fucking quick, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Good move, dude. Cool.
It was the quickest my hand has ever moved.
Like a goddamn tank commander.
Pull! Pull! Pull the word!
I will say, big headphones, big no-no, though, when you're at a grocery store. I think that, like, it's kind of like a weird
move. Like these ones?
Yeah, like
Dre Beats?
Beats?
Yeah. I agree. Think that's fucking weird.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
I agree.
What's next?
Oh, jeez.
All right, this one, listeners, send this in. If you've ever been on the fence about purchasing a Furbo, do not hesitate. Quite possibly saved our house from burning down when this popped up on my phone. I was at work and I called the fire department and he screenshotted a message notification from his Furbo, which says alarm detected
CO
carbon dioxide and / smoke. And then he goes, well, Furbo's no joke. My fiance. My fiance got this as a gift last weekend for bridal shower. The same fiance. Oh. We thought there were two.
Not the right.
Good for you, guy. Left a candle on and a lampshade above. Said candle started smoldering. No joke, 15 to 30 minutes away from possibly catching fire.
Shout out.
Yeah, I have a Furbo. It's fucking awesome.
Wait, Furbos can do that?
Yeah, read carbon monoxide.
They also can give you an alert, like if a human walks by. It says, hey, human just walked by your Furbo. So,
no one's home. Yeah.
Somebody got a human in your mouth.
Yeah.
In your house.
Yeah. Does it detect demons?
I have not seen a demon alert. I bet you it does because it. I don't pay for the. You got to pay extra
for
the.
Oh, you don't pay for the fucking cloud storage?
Does it have a.
For the.
Eliminate him button?
Motion alert, whatever.
Yeah, what technology is this? Like.
Motion sensor?
For like people to dogs to smoke?
It just can pick it up. Well, no, the smoke, I assume it picked up the noise of the detector.
Oh. Yeah, because if your dog is barking, it'll tell you your dog's barking, too.
So it can pick up different noises and stuff like that.
Oh. Okay. It can tell you if it's barking, too?
Yeah, yes. I got one of these Furbos. Mine don't do this.
Yeah, like, it learns. Like 2 times a day. It kind of learns. So, like, it'll show you a video and say, like, what's your dog doing here? And you click a button, so then it learns and, like, then later it'll be like, oh, your dog's doing this. Oh,
pissed off.
Eliminate. Mm-hmm.
See, I wondered. I went cheapskate move. I did not get a Furbo. I just got like a little webcam.
That is what I have as well. Furbos are very expensive.
Yeah, they are. And it's nice to be able to see what the dog is up to. But this would be handy if my house was burning down.
Yeah, very sure. Cool.
But also, we have...
And you can shoot them treats.
It is cool.
We got Simply Safe for that, too.
Very cool.
Call back.
Shout out Mike Jordan.
Shout out. Miss you, Mike. Love you, Mike.
Very cool name.
Hell yeah.
This is the next
one. Next, yeah. This is a best burger bracket. We got Shake Shack in the one seat taking on Dairy Queen.
Love Shake Shack.
I mean, that's Dairy a Queen tough matchup for fucking
Dairy Queen.
You've never had a flamethrower burger?
Shake Shack's one?
Exactly. Yeah. I want to put it at one, but I do love Shake Shack.
So the new one just went in by my house. I never had it before. I got to try it.
It's good.
It's packed all day long.
But yeah, the one that just opened, it's legit. If you go in there, it's probably like a 45 to 55 minute wait for it now. Maybe an hour. And it's ridiculous. But me and Zeet, when we were going to New York, we used to get the Shake Shack at fucking one of the terminals. Oh, damn near Fulton. Fulton Street every Sunday night. It is pretty good, but
is it that much better than Dairy Queen?
I think so. I mean,
I assume,
but you're not getting fucking Hot Eats Cool Treats.
Cool Treats really do.
Yeah.
Well, are you keeping that in consideration? The other things that this place has.
It's just burger. Just a burger.
We'll give Shake Shack a slight advantage, a narrow victory over Dairy Queen. Trouble for them in the future here. Yeah. Carl's Jr. and McDonald's.
Don's.
Every day, Don's.
Don's.
I personally, Hardee's makes a better burger. They do. I mean, McDonald's is
not
very
Carl's
good.
Carl's Jr. That place stinks.
Better than a quarter pounder with cheese.
Come on.
He has no
quarter pounder with
it's
cheese.
The same thing.
Yeah, I know, but they have like a little different. They have a little kids menu. But the quarter pounder with cheese is the best burger probably of all time.
Check the tenders mostly. To be fair, I had no idea Carl's Jr. was Hardee's.
Oh, yeah.
So you learn something every day.
What was the commercial? The girl, it was the model eating it?
Paris Hilton? Yeah, there's been a couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them. She's like eating, and the cheese sauce is like spilling all over her bombs and everything. Yeah.
Really?
Eat it, Carl's Jr. That guy's doing that voice. Yeah. His commercials were electric.
Are we saying Don's here? It sounded like
I'm Don's. Yeah, I mean Don's, I guess.
It's
but
unanimous.
In-N-Out, definitely.
In-N-Out versus White Castle. In-N-Out.
I choose White Castle.
White Castle
fucking stinks.
Yeah.
There's all every Saturday morning. There's a fucking there's a bag of fast food sitting outside the apartment. Like someone ordered fast food, and it is always fucking White Castle, oh, yeah. Dude. And there's
quantity
just
over quality,
all these
baby.
Shitty little burgers sitting outside.
Hell yeah.
That's where it belongs on the fucking stink curb. Checkers and then Whataburger.
Whataburger for sure.
I've never had
what?
Checkers.
Whataburger.
Where's yeah. Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's Checkers?
Rallies, baby.
There's one around here. There's a bunch around here, actually. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
No. Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not Whataburger.
Checkers is pretty good.
They got wings, though.
Yeah,
it's not Whataburger.
No, it's not. What?
Five Guys versus Fuddruckers.
Oh, Fuddruckers, guys.
Fuddruckers.
Pound Burger, dude.
It's Five Guys, but...
I'm taking Fuddruckers.
Hell
as well.
Yeah, too.
Is Fuddruckers like still around?
Yeah, dude.
Fuddruckers. Yeah. I don't think I've eaten out of Fuddruckers in 20 years.
But if you did, it'd be amazing.
Yeah,
it's not better than Five Guys.
Come on, take Fuds.
Ty, I think you're the.
Yeah, I'm going Fuddruckers.
Hell yeah!
Fuddruckers pulls it off.
Good upset.
Oh, here we go. This is a battle right here.
No.
Burger King versus Culver's.
Get Culver's out.
No. Are you kidding me? It's Culver's.
I've had Culver's one time, and it was one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Yeah.
Definitely Culver's.
Are you shit?
I love a Whopper.
I'm just so pissed that Five Guys just lost. My favorite one on here.
Oh, no.
I've never had Five Guys.
Five Guys just every time rips through me.
Oh, dude.
Like a morning cigarette.
And
seriously.
No, I agree. Me too.
Yeah, but how awesome is that and the morning cigarette?
Morning cigarette, undefeated. We'll never lose. But Five Guys, it's too much of immediate diarrhea for
I
me.
Know it's just the burger, too, but their fries stink, and I hate how they you get a small and they just put like 8,000 pounds of fries in your bag. Yeah. It's like, knock it off. I know what you're doing here, okay? Mm-hmm. Knock it off.
I'm coming back for the fries.
Yeah.
Culver's is good.
Culver's is delicious.
That's unanimous.
No, Gumpy doesn't love Culver's. I don't get it.
I don't think Gumpy's had a single thing on this menu, to be honest.
Are you shitting me?
Wendy's versus Steak and Shake.
Wendy's.
Not had Steak and Shake, but I will say Wendy's.
Steak and Shake makes a delicious fucking burger. It just takes too goddamn long. Yeah. Factoring that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wendy's for sure.
I'm with Wendy's on.
Wendy's in a landslide. And then Sonic versus Jack in the Box.
Sourdough Sonic. Jack
in the Box.
Yeah. No. Jack in the Box is fucking unreal.
It's a West Coast thing.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Jack in the Box is disgusting.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude, give me Sonic. Give me all the
Jack, dude, give me Sonic. Sonic also has
the. You ever had a sourdough Jack?
Fucking Cody dogs with chili.
No, did you hear what you just said? That Sonic has alcohol, so that's why.
Yeah, and Sonic's burger is one of the most underrated burgers on this list just because they're not in like the Midwest.
I would pick Jack in the Box strictly for those two douches in the Sonic commercial. I'm sick of those guys.
Me too.
I would pick the Sonic strictly because of that guy who spilled all that blue drink when he was rolling out and ate shit off.
I do like that.
Just for the like, hey, this guy might just fall and ruin all of our food right now. Let's get this on film.
All right, let's go back up top from the bottom. Jack in the Box versus Steak and Shake.
Wendy's.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Jack in the Box versus Wendy's.
Wendy's all day.
Culver's versus Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers.
I'm going Culver's.
Culver's.
Yes. I think Culver's.
Fuddruckers shouldn't have even been there.
All right.
Culver's takes it.
Damn
it.
Let's go.
Whataburger versus In-N-Out.
The In-N-Out. Angel In-N-Out.
Battle.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
Whataburger.
I also liked Whataburger.
I've
never had either.
Yeah.
The Jungle Sauce and Jungle Fries, most overrated thing of all time.
Whoa.
Is it an animal style?
Whatever.
Fucking slap dick.
This is a fucking best burger bracket, dude.
They put it on the burger, too.
Who so which one's that, Mitt? Which one are you rooting for?
That's In-N-Out. That thing stinks. Whataburger, super good, though.
I'll take In-N-Out.
What do we compare?
Bingo.
What do we compare Whataburger to when we had it?
To bigger McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good, though.
Okay, so Whataburger
It was good.
Yeah, so.
No, it is not better than In-N-Out.
Okay, so In-N-Out wins.
All right, In-N-Out. In-N-Out's moving on. And then we got Shake Shack versus McDonald's.
Don's
versus In-N-Out.
Don's.
And then we got Culver's versus Culver's versus
Don's.
I'm taking Culver's.
Taking Culver's too.
Whoa, 8.4
billion patties.
I can't turn my back on Don's.
Yeah.
So is that are you guys all Don's back there?
Don's.
4-3 Don's.
Don's.
God damn it!
It's for Don's Wednesday.
Love you, Don.
Love you, Don.
I know.
Yeah,
we're
see you tomorrow.
We're getting tomorrow. Yeah. What's next?
Hell yeah.
Seth Rogen announces release date for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated reboot.
You lose your friend.
Sandy, I was thinking that they can be friends and then they're not friends and they smoke a lot of ganja, Sandy.
Hey, Kroll. Apart for this, I mean, Master Splinter, who is playing him? That is the most important thing here.
I don't think they've gotten that far yet. I think the release date they're talking about is 2023, if I read the script.
Oh, then who cares, man?
It should be Alfred. He should be Master Splinter.
Michael Caine?
Yeah, Michael Caine.
That's a good idea.
He's a Brit.
So?
I like the twist you're putting on the character.
Yeah, just give him a little British.
So, what of it?
Who's going to be fucking Michelangelo? Efron?
Probably fucking, what's his name?
We know who it's not
going to
be.
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah.
Jim Franco.
Will not be in Ninja Turtles, no.
How's about that? Like, do we need another Ninja Turtles? But I thought about, like, Seth probably grew up with it. Probably has some pretty good takes on what could be actually funny with this stuff. So I think it's worth a shot.
They should put a spin on it and make the Ninja Turtles like Jonah Hill, Nick Kroll, like Danny McBride, mm-hmm. maybe even Rogan himself. Just make it a funny Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That would be pretty
with
sweet.
Michael Caine.
I wish it was not animated. I wish it was
RL.
Live action,
yeah.
Like with the one with Olivia Munn.
Those ones stunk, though.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The turtles just look so fucking weird.
No.
It's done.
No. The ones from the late 80s, early
90s? No.
Those are live action ones.
The recent, no, because remember they made one like 3 years
those
ago.
Those weren't live action.
I guess that was. Oh. Yeah.
This is what he released with.
This is obviously awesome. Next Lev.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, he released in the tweet, he released some notes that he had written about the movie.
Honor.
That I can't read because it's scribbled on a piece of paper.
Respect. Nice. Apologize to April. See that on good there.
Notes. It was supposed to be in the point of view of Leonardo, I believe, is what I read.
Who am I?
So he was fucking stoned out of his mind.
Yeah. Is it a movie or a series?
Movie.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like it's August 11, 2023.
I thought it was a series.
I think this series is a 10 episode series.
Okay. Uh-oh.
We'll give it a run.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
All right, we'll give it a run. What's next? Question for the FOD. You're in charge of a unit going into battle in an open field during the 12th century. That's the Braveheart era.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. After designating Bill as a distraction / hilarious sacrifice, what is your battle strategy and what unit would each member of the pod be assigned to?
I'll take Chef.
Is this the same situation as Braveheart where we are grossly outnumbered, or do we have
I
the
think
same?
It has to be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I think we would be in the minority in this situation.
Okay. When's the last time you guys seen Braveheart?
Well, it's been a
very
while.
Recently.
First and foremost.
Less than a year.
Yeah. I'm in charge of the horse unit that hides in the woods until the battle starts.
And they
and
come out.
Charges from the
cavalry.
Side.
That was the Patriot.
That was cavalry.
Both of them.
They do that
it's
a lot.
It's actually gladiators, what I was thinking.
So yeah. Classic move.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that bow. You know, I think I'll be able to pick
these up. What you should do is...
Yeah, the coward's weapon.
You dig...
Exactly.
You dig the trench, and then you shoot those huge flaming balls of sticks.
Yeah. Like in Troy.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, you obviously do the fucking pincer movement, a little double envelopment. You know, you circle them, and you get the big, like, shield. So
we're getting pincered!
Battle of the Bastards.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Or you can just block out the sun with your arrows.
Is there a catapult, guys?
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think there were catapults in Braveheart.
Oh, no, what was I going to use to launch my big fireballs?
I guess infantry in this, too, would be a little bit different because we're not talking about guns.
No, we're talking swords and shields.
True.
Clubs. Plus objects, maybe a mace or two.
Mm-hmm.
Connor, you might have a rock.
Maybe I'll have a rock. I still am going to stand by my bow, though, and continue to fire that off, but I will have a rock for close combat in my pocket.
Sorry, my bad. in my head, you were a grunt on my team.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yes. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, in my mind, Connor, I know you want to be Archer. You are front of the line, leading the troops with the fucking rage of a thousand burning suns.
Yeah. Running up. Tell me this. Would you rather be the guy sitting on the horse with a sword or the guy on the ground?
The horse.
So because of that thought, Z, I will take the 300 shield and the 300 spear if I am leading the way. Be strictly because of that fact, if you got a guy on a horse, you need that long blade and a little defense. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Traditionally, Z, you want to be the guy on the horse.
I know, but I know it's always said that, but like if you're on the horse, I have that Jon Snow sword.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
12 pounds maybe, that thing.
Takes you a lot of balls to stand in front of a charging horse.
Yeah, it does.
Even if you got a sword.
You can fucking boop, boop, move out of the way.
If you're a skill swordsman, though, you know, and you're just fucking cutting heads off and cutting arms off, you know, I mean.
Connor actually might use you next to me yelling battle commands.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. I'll just give the speeches.
Tony said.
Get your positions!
I just, positions.
Onward!
Yeah, and then you just have to,
Either that or you're the guy from Gladiator who yells the story.
Somebody give me some ginger. Next my voice is running out.
Is that what the guy says?
No, that's
not. No, I'm the guy next to you telling people to give you ginger to get your voice.
Fetch me some ginger, squire.
I mean, Mitt is probably also a frontline infantry guy.
Hell yeah.
Battle formation!
Thank you, Mitt. Yeah.
I want Gumby as my chief blacksmith fucking repairing all the weapons back there.
Mm-hmm. Giant
just wearing like a leather tarp without a shirt on underneath it and just fucking.
See, for me, Mitt would be the guy who just is on the front line but just carries the flag.
The flag.
Oh, the flag bearer.
Uh-huh.
I want Zeke next Honor. To him.
Give me a sword, Tony.
Yeah, like
it's a pointed flag bearer, okay? There's a spear on the
end. You're carrying the colors of the nation, man.
Yeah, dude.
Show some respect for the flag, buddy.
Whoa!
I mean, I would respect the nation, obviously, but I want the sword, I want the shield, and I do want the horse, so I could kind of just...
So you don't get a shield.
You just
want to
be the fucking commander of the military? Hell,
you don't get a shield, a sword, and a horse, buddy. You get a...
Resources are limited, one.
Yeah. I mean, you can take a sword and a horse. You can't take a goddamn shield with you, too.
How is Bill distraction, by the way?
No, he just... He's probably running naked around, oiled up on fire.
Or you
light him up! Shoot him in the back with a fire arrow.
That's right, yeah.
Jesus, these guys are fucking insane. I'm not going out there.
Maybe put him in a cart with hay and roll him down the hill. And then...
These guys are crazy. Have him jumping on top of it, like wheeling them.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Smacking his dick on stuff.
Ask me about my wiener!
Good lord, these men are insane. We don't stand a chance.
Savages!
But yeah, we win. No matter what. Either way. So.
What's next?
Oh, jeez. I gotta find it. I gotta find it.
Is it the photo you just showed?
This is awkward.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we have a bear in a backyard that is... They unleash the hounds on this bear. There's about 17 dogs that come running out of the house to discover a grizzly hanging a fence. And this lady just jacks this grizzly bear off the brick wall in her backyard.
That is insane.
The grizzly's coming back up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a bull rush.
But it gets out.
Bingo.
It runs away.
This did it?
Well, you can't see early in the video.
You see
that
more
grizzly's
video?
Got cubs. Keeps going. That grizzly's got cubs with it.
Oh, it's protecting.
Yeah,
you do. There's a cub. There's two cubs.
I thought those were more dogs.
No, I kind of felt bad for the grizzly in this one.
Yeah.
So did I, but...
Because that's
boom.
What,
boom.
Yeah, if you're not ready,
old lady here running a 4.3 coming up the bull rush off the edge.
She was on a fucking pool block there. And
I was talking to Jay about this. How deep do you think the neighbor is right here?
Because
that looks like it's like 8 foot drop.
Well, how tall is this lady? She's probably what? Let's give her.
She's like looks six, to be about seven. 6'5"
in
this video.
Six. I mean, boom.
I don't know how.
Full extension with the arms too.
She loves her dogs.
She does.
Respect too to that lady.
What it didn't bad. Show was the
I mean between this lady and
back
that guy
5 minutes later
pissed off
swinging her into the fucking glass and shit.
This is a bad omen for the Chicago Bears this year.
True.
Well. Yeah, no. Yeah. See how fast he got up.
Yeah, but he got knocked down.
But hey, what did he do after that though?
He got up again.
And he got out of there.
Props to this black dog too. It looks like Ty's dog Murph coming in there and just eating a bear paw a
couple times. Oh, dude! It was like that one. That last one hurt.
Yeah,
got out of here, dude.
Bang!
Game one. That was a great shot. That's a strike zone. That is exactly where she needed to hit that bear.
These dogs don't even fucking know, dude.
No, they don't. But I mean, good for them. You know, standing their ground.
Tell me this: one dog's left out, bear's back. What do you do, Tony?
What's one more time?
One dog left outside, one of these small ones, and the bear's back.
He comes back after you.
Oh,
shove
I go
it.
After the bear, dude. I give my life for a dog.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I would just grab a knife.
Don't you also have your fucking M16 that you could just fucking?
I got him. I got him.
Just good. In case.
Yeah.
Good. Actually, I might fucking fire up the Z turn.
Yeah. Slow it over. Leg off.
Yeah.
Give him a haircut.
put a rock that thing. On the pedal.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Or good even luck, fucking bitch. Shoot one off the blade and try to hit him right in his forehead.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen.
Hey. Okay.
Why don't you spoil the shit out of your dog with BarkBox?
Hey, it's about time.
Get that cute little pup two toys.
Please.
Two treats.
Yes.
And a chew.
Well, okay.
Starts as low as $22 a month for $60 worth of dog chews and toys.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
The best day of my month is when my dog gets their bark box.
Hell yeah.
Big Walt goes crazy. Let me see, Nick. Loves it. Loves chewing up all them toys.
Well, hell yeah.
Thrashing them around. Join now and get a free extra toy in every box. That's $60 worth of toys for free.
Yes.
Sign up your pup and get unique toys and snacks plus a free extra toy every month. Tailored toys and treats shipped free every month. Start now. Get $60 in free toys. Unique toys. USA made treats.
Thank you.
What?
Free monthly delivery and $60 in free extra toys. That's promo code BarkBox.com/Pat. Go to BarkBox.com/Pat. What do we got here? Okay. Swimmers enjoy warm weather in London at the Sky Pool, which is believed to be the world's first transparent pool built between two skyscrapers.
You want
to
be in this, pal?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
How much that water weighs, dude?
I don't care, dude.
Basically a glass shell attached to the roof of two tall
buildings.
Glass
cage of emotion.
Yeah, it's a glass death trap, dude.
Don't love it.
That thing is coming down at some point.
Yeah.
I've seen way too many movies with situations. It's
guaranteed there's an earthquake.
Oh, man.
End of world situation. That thing's going down.
Well, end of world situation, a lot of stuff is going down.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I did have a dream about an alien attack last night.
Did you?
It was not good. I woke up in a cold sweat. It was scary.
Were you an infantryman in the fucking...
Oh, no. There were no infantrymen. There were only casualties.
Was it a surprise attack?
Yeah, it was a big-time surprise.
I was wondering why you weren't beating the roll out the aliens drum that hard today.
Yeah, no. They caught me at, you know, the right moment because I said to Gumpy, you know, 2 days ago, my dreams have been kind of weird lately. And lo and behold...
They sent you a mental fax?
Well, that's what I'm worried about, Zeke. I am very worried about the mental faxes.
Like a prophet.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Visions of things to come, maybe.
However, if that does happen, I had it first. Let's remember that.
You had it first.
Let's remember that going forward.
You know what you don't have?
What's that?
It's a blue check mark next to your name.
Oh!
What did you do?
Holy shit.
Shout out to Pat, who took care of the boys, got everyone in the office verified, except for you. What did you do?
Look, they know I know. Okay, they know I know about Ghislaine and everything else going on behind the scenes up there.
Why give this guy a check mark? He's just going to lose it.
Yeah, you can't give me a check mark. Plus, you know, you guys need someone without a check mark so that when all the check marks get locked out of Twitter again, I will still be able to be there to be the voice for all you guys, you know? So you're
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you, Connor. Anytime, guys. Anytime.
So you didn't get followed by Cena then?
I did not get the Cena followed.
Well.
Did everybody?
Just Ty.
Yeah.
Foxy got it as well.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got followed by Bob Marley's son.
Yeah, so me too.
Me too.
Yeah. Bill Marley.
Me too.
Ziggy. It was so weird.
We also got Big Sexy Kevin Nash.
Oh,
that was pretty sweet.
So I don't get it. Why, like, when you get that check mark, is everyone like, oh, fuck, they finally got it. Let's go follow.
Cena's been waiting for Ty to get that.
Yeah, he has. I'll tell you what. Just a little update. People are still upset with Cena over the whole China-Taiwan situation.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I was, that was a lot of the responses. You know, I mean, I clearly...
People were mad at you that you were pumped about getting Cena?
Yeah, they're like, maybe you can fucking ask him about China and Taiwan then. Some guy said, like, oh, you must mean, and then put a bunch of Chinese symbols in there. That popped me pretty good. He got Cena pretty good on that one. But, you know, I mean, shit, politics aside, because I don't want to get into that. I was just saying, hey, John, in the ring.
Guys of war here.
Yeah, let's focus on what he's done.
Fuck.
167 confirmed kills.
Might have been fighting for the wrong country.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying.
Oh, Jesus.
But no. Yeah. I mean,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That is pretty cool.
What's next? Oh, here we go. Vanilla Ice with an incredible, touching Memorial Day tribute. Vanilla Ice tweeted out a picture of Leonardo, the live action version from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And he said, happy Memorial Day. Happy because we have the freedom to have backyard cookout, sports, and sharing smiles. Thanks to the soldiers. And Leo does have the American flag draped over his shoulder. This tweet did not go over well.
Really? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I can't imagine this went over well.
People eviscerated him.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Maybe just right behind Cena in terms of vitriol and pure hatred for a human being.
I mean, bold move picking a turtle with a flag as the photo.
On Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Well, he's not always been in touch.
True.
Well, he also was in, you know, exactly. Go. So maybe he does feel some part of.
He was in the movie?
In the second one, yeah, dude. Secret of the Ooze.
Oh, wow.
And he's just sending Donnie Berger over to help out Vanilla.
I love that movie.
Dude. Vanilla, what's up, guy?
Yeah, I didn't think this was going to go over well.
Foolish, but Ice Ice Baby.
That's right.
Okay, this is fucked up.
Yeah, this is nuts. I don't want to even look
at this. So, if you're an avid golfer, you've seen the water coolers across the course. They usually stack them in these large wooden structures.
I never drink out because I always think there's going to be poison in them.
Yep. Well, there might be, considering this one has a fucking snake hiding inside of it.
Oh, goddamn snake.
Fuck.
And that ain't no gardener snake. That looks like a goddamn Texas rattlesnake. What? Yeah. I mean, thing looks like it is not messing around.
I don't like anything like this in the wilderness where it's like, oh, here's a little hole. Stick your hand in. You can't see shit, but...
Good luck. You thirsty?
If it ain't snakes, it's a fucking hornets or wasps.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are fucking death traps, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on them forever after this video.
I've never even seen anyone use them. This is an old-timer
move, I used to, and then I, like, grew up, and I was like, oh, there's definitely some serial killer golfer who pours rat poison in these.
Yeah, probably.
And then just follows you home.
No, I'd be dead from the rat poison.
Oh, I thought it'd take some time.
I don't think so.
Confirmation.
I don't know.
I think the rat poison is pretty quick.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though.
Dumb and dumber.
Note to self. What?
That's how the guy dies.
Really?
My ulcer pills. Yeah. They give him rat poison instead.
Yeah.
Damn.
They put the fucking peppers on his...
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... drinking mustard and ketchup.
The crunch when he bites into that sandwich might be the most mouthwatering crunch I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's unbelievable.
Hell yeah.
That movie is still good. I don't care what anybody says. It's fucking hilarious.
Funny every single time. Yeah.
Never disappoints, except for the two sequels.
Dumb and Stunk. Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
So we got a bat on an airline here. Bat on board causes Air India flight to make emergency landing.
We can't just catch this thing.
He's Ginobili on the fucking flight.
I mean, Air India, you know, good luck going forward, because I don't think many people are going to be picking that airline to be flying.
You're not going to take it anywhere?
Well, I've never had. Never will now, though. There was always that chance that I did, but now no way.
You sure that cabin looks pretty nice? Looks like it got fucking TVs on the back of every seat.
Yeah, they also got bats hanging out in them, too.
True.
That's the highest flying bat of all time.
I wonder what the... I mean, did the dumbass thing fly right into the top there and hit it?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a... I mean, so why'd they have to make it... That thing killed itself.
Everyone seems pretty calm.
I mean, someone should be able to take that thing down.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, what's the protocol? I mean, an emergency landing?
That, like, come on.
They can't just, like, pop a window they just, and like, toss it out?
Close the cockpit and be like, hey, you guys are going to have to deal with this for the next hour. All right,
that's a good question. What's the most egregious animal you would be willing to put up with to make them not stop and land the plane?
Pretty much anything, I think.
Anything?
Except tiger? For snakes.
A tiger?
Or spiders.
Tiger on a plane, you're dead.
Like, where do we draw the line?
Yeah, but there's so many people on the plane.
A wolf? A coyote?
You could throw a lot of people in front of
the tiger. How would a wolf or a coyote? I can't even fucking mentally get there. There's no way that thing could get on a plane.
In this, anything can.
Imagine you're sitting there, fucking coyote strolling by.
Just fucking bite some guy's neck and rips it out. Just spraying blood everywhere.
Yeah. How about a scorpion?
Oh, no.
Fuck, no. No way.
Just
you
one?
Could, you could crush them, though. You could crush a fucking
10. Scorpion. How about 10 scorpions?
No. Do we know where they're at?
No. They start in the front of the plane.
Nah. They're just in the plane somewhere.
I'm out. That's why I was out on snakes and spiders.
Smuggled 10 scorpions in and dropped them.
Tiger's big enough. I could see that tiger. Oh, he's eating that guy over there. He's gonna be pretty tired after he eats that guy.
Yeah, well, and you can World War Z one of those things and just lock it off in one part of the plane and just stack luggage.
So I'm not worried about tiger, but those small things that you can't see them coming, I'm out.
They'll get you.
Anything poisonous, get that thing the fuck off.
I agree. That's a good rule.
Uh-huh. Which, that bat could have also had rabies. Why the fuck is
that? Yeah, but it's not going to kill you right away. You get a rabies shot after.
True.
It'll be okay.
What's next? Oh, this fucking kangaroo.
He's back.
Fucking yo.
Dude. This 5 foot
rip
six.
Your face off.
Yeah, we've addressed this. There are kangaroos that exist in this world that are super fucking jacked and would beat up Zeet and I in a fight, okay?
I'm kicking the shit out of this one for sure.
I think you got this one still, Zeet. Yeah, I might struggle with this one, but I think you're taking this one.
I lost 5 pounds, but I can still take this fucking thing down.
Hey, baby, Zeet.
Zeet. 295, baby.
How'd you do that?
Drinking fucking water. Stop drinking pop and drink water, baby.
Oh, baby,
elixir of life.
Have you weighed yourself after all those dips this weekend, or?
What do you mean?
What?
You were doing dips?
Are you making fun because I ate all that spinach dip?
Man, you're doing dips this weekend?
I was drunk.
I did eat all the spinach dip. I apologize to whoever wanted to eat that.
Nah, you brought those fucking Portillo's, dude. Yeah. You're good, Zeet.
Zeet did bring those were Portillo's so to the party.
You were saying it was ahead of the party.
To be fair, that dip was amazing. So
yeah.
I can see why. You ain't taking this kangaroo.
Zeet, this thing can't even stand up by itself. Look how stupid it is. It's got to lean on this guy and bend over. Like, oh, yeah, it's picked up a few rocks and curled them. I'll pick up a rock and smash it over this thing's dumb skull.
Well, only thing I have to be worried about is what? Claws and his tail.
Okay.
Let's just take that out of the equation.
That's why people are like, oh, he's so strong. It makes no difference.
Yeah, like he couldn't even grip him. Like, he
and
has
if
to,
his penis gets hard and he's like fucking smacking that thing around.
That's his best friend. He's not trying to fight this guy.
That may be a problem.
Because I bet this thing is hung like a moose.
I'm not afraid to crack a fucking penis in half.
Over your knee?
Hell yeah.
After a strikeout? It looks like all you got to do is feed these things peanuts and they're good.
Yeah, they're morons.
Yeah, dude.
They're big dumb deer, all jacked
up
on
steroids.
Yeah, he's
all flexing right now, dude. Yeah, this will be easy.
That thing is shredded, though.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one.
This thing don't all look like that.
This thing reminds me of the first 10 minutes of Army of the Dead that I've watched.
Oh. So good.
So good.
Oh, you only made 10 minutes as well?
The wife was like, I don't think I'm going to like this. I was like, all right, I'll watch it by myself later at some point. I'll get to it.
Will you? Yeah. I said that, too. I still haven't gotten back to it yet.
So we went to Mayor of Easttown instead. It was a good day.
It's
good
audible. It is going to be tough to go to Army of the Dead when you watch something good like Mayor of Easttown. I'll just throw that out there.
Well, I know what I'm there for. I know it's for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It is a much different zombie movie, though, right? It's not like your typical.
I only got through the first 10 minutes, so.
Started out the same.
Okay. So you basically got through the credits and then turned it off.
I could tell that the plot of the movie was going to be different.
Yeah.
Different.
It's a heist movie, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. They gotta get into where the zombies are all fucking locked out.
Yeah, zombie heist.
In Vegas.
And they ain't like the zombies they're telling you they're like.
No.
I said that a couple times.
Supposedly that lead zombie chick, very, very beautiful lady.
In real life.
Yeah, she's a model.
Which one?
I don't think you got to the part.
Okay. I'll have to watch
that. They didn't make it. They cut her head off, though.
That is, in fact, a spoiler. something to think about.
God damn it.
What's next?
No, I can't watch it.
West Virginia to give away guns as COVID-19 vaccine incentive.
That's what I'm...
That's my America. Is that what you're saying?
They are offering up, putting everybody in a lottery drawing for 5 shotguns and 5 hunting rifles. Custom.
That's pretty
custom
sweet.
Made.
Do all of them have these fucking sweet-ass scopes on them?
Yeah.
with the risk of me being eviscerated, I have yet to get mine yet. It's strictly because I'm waiting for Indiana to give me an incentive.
That's right.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Krispy Kreme, baby.
I want a gun.
That's a good point.
I want a free case of beer or something. What? There's a lot of places doing it.
I want a meeting room with Stacey Keebler.
Help me out. Give me something.
I want an ice cream cone.
Why should I?
I want a bag of peanuts.
I want to meet the Dudleys.
I want to meet the Dudleys.
Stacey Keebler.
Give me an incentive. That's all I need.
They got that $1 million giveaway. Some
that was Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah. She won $1 million.
Yeah, it's Indiana, not
Come on, Indiana.
I saw some states were giving away amusement park, like theme park tickets.
That's even that. Sweet. I don't need that. Just something. Give me a scratch off.
About like a free pie.
Yeah, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about Kennywood?
I just want something. Maybe even a lollipop. Like I just got a shot at the doctor's office, okay?
Bill's still back there?
Bill's not here.
Okay.
He's getting lubed up, ready for battle.
True.
Oil me up.
True. He did see Fast 9, so.
Oh.
No, he didn't. No, he did. Fun fact, that was a Fugazi.
It was a Fugazi?
Fast 9 is not out yet.
Man, I
think Bill put out an IG story this weekend and made everyone assume that he saw F9, even though it's not out in theaters yet.
Despicable.
Bill had his feet up in the disgusting theater and was watching Cruella.
When is it?
June 25th.
Okay. I thought it was May 19th.
Don't worry, boys. We'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
What's next? Speaking of, Paul Walker's daughter Meadow calls Vin Diesel and his daughter family ahead of the F9 release.
Damn, dude. It was huge.
I mean, how many,
thank you, Vin.
How many times does Dom have to say they are family?
Yeah.
Familiar.
How many times do they have to clink fucking Coronas together?
Yeah.
To know that we are all family here.
I got Dominic.
Man, that's awesome. Good for Vin.
Yeah, good for Vin.
I'll tell you what, Gumpy, after buzzing through Mayor of Easttown, I am dangerously close to throwing this on the fire stick. I got a tweet this weekend from an individual who did such a thing. He said it's the best quality cam footage he's ever seen.
I did see that.
Still cam footage.
Yeah. I know, but...
Still stinks.
But...
It ain't the same.
You want to ruin it, go ahead.
June, what, 25th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time to wait.
Is Seinfeld behind this camera lens?
So I'm probably just going to watch
That'll be
this
a good
thing.
Friday. That'll
yeah.
Be,
yeah.
Friday before Ty's wedding. We will all get in the car and go see that.
That's right. That's right. I can't wait. I already said, hey, I'm going to need 4 hours.
That's right.
No worries.
Your family will get it.
Yeah. I did try to watch.
Just come back and say, hey, we're family.
We're family.
Yeah. That's right, baby.
My fire stick. I hit the play button and nothing will pop up.
Well, the fuck's going on? I don't know. Right. It's mine's been on the fritz lately too. Like I told you, anytime I try and watch something, I get something else.
New update in the
gotta update life. It.
Yeah, I just did that. I did it yesterday. Fuck, it still won't work.
That's
it's dead to me.
Maybe they know that you're a stealing, pirating bastard. And they finally got.
No, I used the VPN hider.
Oh, nice.
Good for you.
Okay.
No, what's next?
That was too much.
Oh, more F9 news. Universal reportedly wants a Fast and Furious and Jurassic World crossover.
Please. See you there.
The Finally ultimate fan real fiction stuff event.
This is where I draw the line. Happening.
What do you mean?
No.
What
did you just say?
This is where I draw the line.
What are you talking about, dude?
No, thanks.
Star-Lord and fucking Groot teaming up together in a
True.
Combined movie in a different cinematic universe?
To be honest, I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, but what, you know, Vin going to come in and he's going to be the main hero in it, and if he's not, he's going to be pissed off and he's not going to do the movie. I mean, can he fucking, you know,
can he
get along with Chris Pratt?
T-Rex, get this dude. T-Rex off the set.
They already do get along. You know, they're already boys.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, Yosa
yeah,
like
but
Groot.
Can you imagine, like, you know what's going to happen? Fucking Vin's going to be fucking in his car, and there's going to be fucking Chris Pratt will be in the fucking car next to him.
Mm-hmm. Motorcycle.
And there's going to be a
Motorcycle,
flock of yeah. fucking raptors, dude, yeah. just with them hunting
side by
hunting
side.
Fucking evil villains.
And he's going to open his door and fucking Chris Pratt's going to be falling and he's going to pick him up and bring him in the car.
And Tyrese is going to yell like, they got raptors now! Or something like that.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Vin probably, hey, put me in that T-Rex's mouth and I'm going to hold it open.
Better rip his tooth out. Take him down.
Be incredible.
Is You're right. Maybe I am, man.
Yeah.
You are.
You're right.
This had 15,200 retweets.
Yeah, people are pumped. Awesome, dude.
People are ready. Give us Fast and Jurassic now.
What's next?
Jurassic 10.
Okay. Joker 2 will reportedly be co-written by the original movie's director and co-written by co-writer Todd Phillips, who struck a deal to return. I think he had some issues, wasn't going to do it. Sounds like he's back now.
So he's
going to do it, baby.
So he's going to be like, because... That was like the origin, so now he's gonna start doing some more bad stuff.
You would think. I didn't think there was gonna be another one of these.
I did not either. It was very
I don't
surprised.
Know how I feel about it, to be honest.
But this is a perfect example of what we were talking about last week. Like, they did not make
Joker with a second in mind, first one crushed.
Exactly.
And then they're like, okay, fine, we can take this a little further.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's genius.
Zeet.
Hopefully they do just, you know, show how he first gets into, like, the...
like robbing banks and crime and shit like that.
Are we going to see Batman in this?
I'm Batman. What?
Who's going to play Batman?
I mean, I would... Keaton. Now that you say that, I wonder if that Edward Pattinson one might allude to a little... Because isn't that one back in time? Around then?
I don't know.
It's not Bob Pattinson.
Dude, show him some respect.
Just an iota, maybe.
Edward, dude.
Iota.
What movie is Keaton bringing it back for?
Oh, the original one.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's playing Batman again in something. Is it Suicide Squad? Or is it... No. No.
I don't remember. I do remember seeing that, though.
Really?
He's making a cameo as...
Maybe
it is the new Batman
movie. I don't know. The Green Knight or whatever.
Thank you, Batman movie.
Love you, Batman. I'm Batman.
What's next, Amy? We hit the bottom of the barrel yet?
Rachel!
Bottom, yeah.
That is the bottom of the pod. That is the end of the episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, listeners.
If you're listening, go check it out on YouTube at youtube.com/thepodpmi.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bang up subscribe button. Be a friend. Tell a friend.
Oh, yeah.
New merch in the store. New Hammer Down merch.
Oh, yeah.
From the Hammer Down boys. New golf merch.
Ooh.
Nice.
In the store. store.patmacfishow.com.
You guys look yoked in your fucking cartoons.
Yeah, it was pretty anatomically correct.
Wow.
Tony, good pull.
Thank you.
That baby tone.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Appreciate you.
I think that's it. Appreciate all of you. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to the troops.
Shout out
to
you, troops.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you on Friday.
We love you.
Love you.